folks, and welcome to the Dollar and a Difference show. I'm your host, Josh, and this is the show for entrepreneurs who give a shit. It's here where we talk all about how to use your business, how to use your amazing entrepreneurial skill to make an incredible social impact on the world. And that's all we talk about. We talk through your questions. I talk through some of my thoughts. And, you know, today I'm just really going to talk about why I think it's most important that we're entrepreneurs first and foremost, and entrepreneurs who give a shit as a second part of that. So let's chat about that on today's episode of the Dollar and a Difference show. Alrighty, y'all, and here we are with the Dollar and a Difference show. I'm your host, Josh, and remember that this show is brought to us by the Impact Business Base. That's at impactbusinessbase.com. It's a membership site for entrepreneurs who want to weave social impact into their business. So I want to talk to you today because I've been doing a lot of thinking about this idea of social impact and weaving it into our businesses. And I'll tell you that I have spent a lot of time working with folks in our community, trying to figure out what we call ourselves and the terms that we rally ourselves around. And I've worked around terms like social entrepreneurship, social entrepreneurs, impact entrepreneur, social enterprise, social impact business, you know, all of the above as far as that goes. And I've been grappling with that quite a bit. And you know, I figured out something here recently though, as I've been talking with a lot of you. And this is what I figured out. We got to stop worrying so much about that social impact label. We've got to stop caring so much about what that means and just start focusing on being kick-ass entrepreneurs who care a lot about what's going on in the world. And we care enough to make some massive social impact with our business. So let's just talk about that today. I mean, how do you do that? What does that mean for us? Well, I'm going to talk through three things that I think are most important, and I'm going to invite you to comment on your thoughts with this. So let's just break down those three things right away. Thing number one is that we have got to stop focusing so much on these labels. We've got to stop focusing so much on what we call ourselves. I think there's just so much debate and discussion going on, and to some extent that's a good thing. I mean, I get on the academic side, you have to figure out how to talk about what we're doing, but at the end of the day, let's stop worrying so much about what we call ourselves and just get out there and kick ass with our businesses so that we can make a kick-ass social impact. And that brings me to point number two, and this is something that I work with a lot of folks on, because a lot of us have huge hearts. We have hearts, we have causes that we care about, and we want to make a tremendous impact on them. But at the end of the day, you've got to remember one of the biggest lessons that one of my mentors taught me, Tyler Merrick of Project 7, great company. He looks at me and he says, Josh, you know, one of the biggest things I learned early on was you've got to make your business the star of the show. You've got to lead with that product or service that transforms people's lives, that takes away their pain, like any entrepreneur, like any great entrepreneur would. You've got to focus on that. And then you follow up with your social cause. Your social cause is the supporting actor to your business. And folks, if you're an entrepreneur out there and you care about making social impact in this world, if you are pissed off about the social problems we have so much that you want to do something about it, the best thing that you can do is to make your business the star of the show. Figure out how to grow that. Figure out how to serve more people with your business, because you know that the more sustainably you can grow your business, the more sustainably you can create social impact. So that, of course, begs the question, why are we focusing so much on these labels? Why not just focus on running, building, and growing a kick-ass business that serves customers in a phenomenal and transformational way so that we can make amazing social impact on the cause that we care about? Now, there's a little more to it than that, because you know around here, we're not just companies that have some kind of a CSR or philanthropic initiative, right? Our cause is so deeply intertwined with who we are and with our business that we can't really switch it. It's baked into the branding of our business. So yeah, there are some differences there, and we can talk about that, and we can work on that. But today, I just want to focus us on that leverage point, that point that allows us to make the most impact. So that's point number two. Make your business the star of the show. Let's talk about how we can just all create rockin' businesses so that we can make our cause this amazing supporting actor in our businesses. And that brings me to my last point, because I find that this is something that can be difficult for some people. You know, we sometimes as entrepreneurs, we can feel guilty for the growth and the success that we experience. But folks, nothing could be further from the truth. If you're an entrepreneur that's running on purpose, that wants to make this social impact in, I would actually go as far as to say you have an obligation to build and grow an amazing business, because that's the skill you have. That's the way that you are going to give back, that you are going to make your social impact on this world. I can't tell you how many people I see out there who want to make social impact and they try to make it in a way and in an area that they're not naturally gifted in. If you are naturally gifted as an entrepreneur, then the world needs you to live your fullest version of you as an entrepreneur so that you can make that social impact. All right, so let's recap that. My first question was just talking about, should we stop focusing on these labels? You know, we spend a lot of time talking about, are we social impact entrepreneurs? Are we social entrepreneurs? What are we? Should we stop caring about that? And then that was my point number two. Should we just start focusing on making our businesses the star of the show and our cause as the supporting actor? And then point number three was more of a mindset point for all of us, because I find some of us feel guilty sometimes around our success. Well, I want you to flip that. And I want you to understand that if you are gifted and talented in running and building a business, that is the gift that you bring to the world. That is the tool that you can use to impact a ton of lives, not only with your business, but also with the social impact you create. So that's what I got for you today. I just want you to give thought to this concern and this discussion we've been having about how to label ourselves. And I want to know your thoughts, by the way. Let me know your feelings. I'm going to create a Facebook post that's tied directly to this. You can find it in the show notes. You can click the link. I'm going to email it out to our crew. And you can just click that link. And basically, I want you to let me know your thoughts on the following question. Instead of being social impact entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, or any of those other labels, are we just entrepreneurs who give a shit? Is that truly what we are? I think so, but I want to know your thoughts. So look to the show notes or the email I send you, and you can jump on that Facebook post. Now, you'll have to be part of our private Facebook group to get that. That's free to join. You can just click and request to join, and we'll let you in as long as you answer the questions. You got to answer the questions, because we figure if you can't answer the questions there, you probably won't engage in the group, right? So answer the questions, then we'll let you into the Facebook group if you're not already. Most of you are. And then you can let me know your thoughts on that question. You know, how should we label ourselves? Should we stop thinking about this? I think we should, but what do you think? All right, so folks, that's what I got for you today. This is Josh with The Dollar and a Different Show. Remember, it's brought to you by the Impact Business Base. That's the membership community. That is the community of like-minded folks who are all entrepreneurs, who give a shit, who are building businesses that make a dollar and a difference. Thanks for tuning in today, folks, and keep it real out there in the world of social change.